Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today we're going to talk about how you can help, what you can do about the drought. Because almost immediately after that video went out, I had people sending messages basically saying that I seemed frustrated and, you know, I said that I didn't know what could be done. How can people help? I am frustrated. But when you're talking about this region of Africa, and you're talking about animals, if you want to support any efforts that are going on, there's always one outfit you can turn to support, and that is David Sheldrick's Wildlife Trust. This is just a massive organization, and I have supported them for years. They do amazing work. They are best known for their support of elephants. However, it's not limited to just elephants, even though that's what they're best known for. This is an organization that, if I'm not mistaken, I want to say a couple of years ago, they built solar-powered water distribution plants. And I think some of them were actually in Tsavo, along with troughs, all kinds of stuff. I think that currently they're trucking in water. And I've seen photos, because I follow them on social media, I've seen photos of them distributing like bales of grass to hippos, because without the water, the grasses are gone. And without the grasses, well, the hippos are gone. So they're trying to mitigate there. They're doing everything that they can. I know that on their website, they have a wish list of stuff that they need. I've also seen on their social media that they're experiencing an influx of orphaned elephants that they're going to have to care for. So if you are motivated to get involved in this particular situation, that's where I would go. That is the organization that I would support. You know, a lot of times people say, oh, well, you can't just throw money at an issue. Well, when funding is the problem, I mean, you absolutely can. And in this case, the funding is the problem. The lack of money to help is really a large part of the issue, because the political will isn't there. So if you're looking to get involved in this, if you're looking to assist, if you want to help these animals that very well may not make it because of the drought, look to David Sheldrick's Wildlife Trust. They have just options, tons of options on how you can help. They also have a cool program that I've done before.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That is, you like adopt an elephant or a rhino, or I think they even have giraffes. Again, it's like the wolf thing that we talked about recently. It's a symbolic adoption, but you know, you get little updates, and it's an interesting thing. Might be a good Christmas present for people who are big into wildlife, and it'll help. They make really good use of the funds that they have. So if this is something that is really motivating you, my guess is people saw some of the aerial images. If this is something that is motivating you, you want to get involved, you want to help, you want to try to make a difference when it comes to these animals, I would say that this is your best route. David Sheldrick's Wildlife Trust is the organization I would trust with my money. So anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.